This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ousted Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has left the country for medical treatment in Abu Dhabi as talks about a transition back to civilian rule following last month's military coup got off to a chaotic start. His former chief of staff, Mamadou Camara, told the Reuters news agency that Keita left Bamako on Saturday evening aboard a plane chartered by the United Arab Emirates at the request of Mali's ruling junta. The 75-year-old Keita was hospitalized in Bamako on Tuesday, 6 days after he was released from detention by the ruling junta, which seized power on August 18th. Talks about the shape of the transition period opened on Saturday with hundreds of representatives from the junta, political parties, and civil society groups attending an opening ceremony in Bamako. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of a Beirut building for the third day on Saturday said there was no longer any hope of finding someone alive more than a month after a massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. The authorities held ceremonies on Friday to mark a month since the explosion tore into a city already reeling from a crippling economic crisis.